Despite efforts from UNITA MPs to clarify with the Angolan authorities the reasons of the blockade for this, some said around 24 people, the reasons under this situation for them to be blocked at airports, there's no any official answer until now. So this situation raises more political tensions in Angola between the ruling party MPLA and the opposition parties led by UNITA and also some civil society group. Until now, I need to underline there's no any official statement on the situation. Maybe late, but until now, there's no any declarations, any officials told to the media the reasons under this kind of situations, which becomes viral in the media locally, but also international in Africa and around the world.
What do you think this means now for Angola? Because Angola plays a very important role within SADC. In fact, Angola is sponsoring the peace talks for the Democratic Republic of Congo conflict. What would this mean? And you say that the government has not yet responded or made any comment on this.
Yes, this is quite embarrassing. It is a very difficult situation for Angola. Not only concerning the role of mediations in the DRC conflict, but also in the whole continent. I need to remind you that currently Mr. João Lourenço, Angola's president, who is in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, is the rotative president of the African Union. So this is quite embarrassing for Angola. How can a country like Angola explain these situations? Because the government, on one hand, say we have a constitutional democracy with civil rights, press freedoms, all freedoms, but on the ground, we do not have. That's things that opposition and civil society members are underlining right now. This is quite embarrassing. We don't know what could happen in the incoming hours or day or so, but the government must come out to explain this situation because there's no any explanations, any apparent reasons to explain this kind of situations.